Blog Talk Radio.
I got a big ego, ha ha ha, such a big ego, I got a big ego, she love my big ego, so stroke my big ego. I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go. Welcome to the wonderful world of Gold Plated Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up. Talking to the girl, she said, know what? Grow up, you nasty. I don't understand why they tripping if you ask me. Flow just the nicest. I admit the propane I just spit probably just raised the gas prices. Everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me. What you on, dog? Trying to stay recession free and spit refreshing. When I rock the stadium, you probably get sweaty. You should bring an extra tea. Now I'm standing next to Jay, who's standing next to B. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's good for my ego. Me and my ego, and he go wherever we go. My ego is my imaginary friend. He was with me when I was only imagining. I had dreams of the league. One day I played Kobe, or walk up to Puff, and he'd really know me. Coulda let the dream killers kill my self-esteem, or use the arrogance as a steam that power my dreams and my ego.
Come on, baby, let's get lost. To call in to work, cause you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself lucky, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. He can back it up. He got a big ego. Such a huge ego. I love his big ego. It's too much. He walk like this, cause he can back it up. Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me, or you can have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kinda something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit.
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Yizer, Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Ayana.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
What's up? Tonight.
What's going on there? Hey, girl.
Hey. Tonight. Woo. We're talking about ego tripping.
Jam.
That was your jam?
Really?
That was my
jam. I don't have no ego.
Ego tripping.
Oh,
let's talk about ego tripping when it deals with men in a relationship with a woman who makes a little bit more money than her. What do you think about that?
But
do you
who,
think that messes?
But, when that, but let's say when a woman makes more money than a man, who really has the bigger ego? Because I think sometimes as women, we try to put it on men and be like, oh, he got an ego. He got a problem with how much money I make and da-da-da-da-da-da. But maybe it's really her for being like, maybe she got the bigger ego. We don't really know.
She might.
I'm just saying.
But do you
she
think
might.
That
she
messes
might.
With a man, his pride and men's ego and their pride? And if a woman is coming off like that, it kind of does something to their psyche, their self-esteem. Like, hey.
I think that it can mess with a man's ego if the woman is constantly making
throwing it up in his face
all the time. Yeah, like if she's like, you know how, you know, men will be, well, let's not get that right now, baby. We'll buy that later, or we ain't got the money for that, or da 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 da.
You should be like, I
and
got it.
She's saying,
you might not have it.
I work every day. I work every day. I got it. Like, that's her ego. You know what I'm saying? So, really, she's causing the problem. It's not him. So, I think sometimes women be wanting to put that on men, but I think it'd be women. Now, I have my own personal experience thing, though. That's not my problem.
Well, then spill it. You know, we're transparent on this show.
I know, right? Okay, so I'm going to confess something. Usually, everybody knows I'm single. Yeah,
usually
I'm single, so I'm
going to
go ahead and admit that I work for a retail store, but I work in the corporate part of the retail store. I do IT. I'm a computer nerd. So basically, when I meet guys, I do not tell them what I do because the first thing they say is, oh, you make money. So I lie about what I do. So 90% of the dudes that I didn't met, I didn't
what
lie.
You tell
what
me you do?
I be like, oh, I just work at the store. I never tell them I work corporate because they always assume that the next step of the conversation is always about how much money I make. And because I do IT and people hear IT
don't
together
make.
And they be like, oh, you make money. And I be like, no, I just work at the store. Yeah, that's all I do. I never tell them what I do. So I lie 90% of the time. I ain't gonna lie.
That ain't good. I'm just gonna keep it real.
Not good, but I don't be wanting the ego to be, because, you know, like, guys are, they really do want to be men, and I don't have a problem with that. But I think sometimes when they hear what I do, that is equated to making money. So I don't want them to think like, oh, my money is a big deal, so therefore I just don't bring it up. What you do? I work at the store.
And but you can't start off something
mall.
With a lie.
Well, but if I'm they go somewhere, I confess the truth. But yeah, at that point, they didn't already, you know, fell in love, so it's cool.
You cannot go into this with a lie. Me, let me do my confession since we're doing true confessions
okay.
tonight.
I think a big part
of my problem in the past or even recently has been the fact that I'm too quick to pick up the pieces. You said something real. Yeah, I'm too quick to, okay, you handling this, but if something happens and you're not handling it fast enough, I jump in and pick up the pieces. So that's been... That's yeah. You said so you feel where I'm going with this. That's been like a problem,
yeah,
and I don't.
You wrong. You more wrong than I am.
Yeah, but I ain't
you,
lying.
You wrong.
But I've been so quick to jump in and pick up the pieces, and I think that kind of messes with a man's ego when you don't let them figure it out on their own.
Man.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I know.
Let them handle it. I think
you're right.
My thing. I'm gonna go ahead and call it out. I think the reason that some men have egos is because of things that women have done.
That we do.
Whether it's lying about, you know, how much money you make or how much money you have, or stepping into his role. Like, I know women that they'll be, you know, stuff that'll be around the house that they need to have fixed, and the man like, all right, I'm gonna do it, and then you hire somebody else to do it. That's kind of pretty much mess with his ego because now
you're
not the man of this house. You're not,
and you're not doing it fast enough.
Yeah.
And I find myself doing that a lot, and I think that's you know, that's been a big problem in my relationship. And I'm just like, we being honest. If y'all listening, I'm not perfect. And I think that right there, because you know what, until I started doing research about this show for tonight, I never really looked at it like that. I looked at it like, well, I have your back. So if you can't do it, you know what I'm saying? I just have to learn how to be patient and allow him to jump in and say, you know what, it may not get done right now, but it's going to get done. Allow me to get it done and sit your ass down somewhere and quit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So okay, I'm just gonna sit down. But that's been my problem.
The research, after researching for this show, you're right, because I came across an article. And let me go ahead and apologize to men right now, because I did not write the article. So for all the fellas that's listening, I ain't write this. It's just what it, you know. Google don't lie. So it was on Google.
Google be lying.
That, Google don't lie. Google tell the truth. It says that a male ego is basically like, are you ready for this?
I'm listening.
14-year-old girl. 14-year-old girl. I know, right? Like, I don't.
With no breasts or nothing. You're just a tomboy.
Because they was talking, I mean, really, it was on there talking about how a male's ego is fragile, how they do have feelings. He needs to feel like he's told that
he's appreciated. Exactly.
Right. You know, he's going through this awkward phase. They keep everything in. They misinterpret the smallest things, right? And nothing, this one is one that got me, is ever their fault. So as I was reading this, I realized that this article was on to something. But I think as women, we don't look at men that way. So
we don't.
We looked at them as, you're supposed to be strong, you got this. So when I ask you to do it, you don't do it, we just assuming that you're not going to do it, so we're going to go ahead and do it, not thinking that that's going to hurt him. So I think the women are doing that. So no, fellas, I'm not male bashing. I'm really women bashing. I really think all this is about
me. Yeah, I think we're going to play the devil's advocate on the other side, because doing research on this has really, like,
ew.
Let me just apologize to my husband now, because I've been totally out of order. Look, I got my hand raised up like he can see it. I've been out of order. And, I mean, the article is absolutely right. We forget all about the fact that men have feelings. We forget all about the fact that they want to be the king of their castle, and they should be. And as to just sit down, let them handle situations. But we have to. I have to program myself, because I've been so used to doing that it may be hard for me to stay. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm saying.
And
want to
jump
in,
because
I lie. That's why I lie.
But let me tell you something about you with your lying self. I do liar, because I did some Google stuff too. Let me tell you. It said about the liars.
Oh, what is it about liars?
Women, you are more likely to get yourself into trouble if you keep information secret from your potential suitor from the very first date. Imagine a couple who begins dating and she doesn't allude to what she does for real, consistently devalues herself, and insists that she earns a modest salary, which incidentally is what a male coworker of mine or more or less suggested that I do when I was in my early 20s. But after a month or two, they start getting serious, and she finds herself unable to divulge her net worth because she started off lying. So eventually the truth is going to come out, and now you've
not
hindered
really.
The relationship.
Like, he don't have to see my 401k package. See, them people, the thing is, you got to keep the lie alive, okay? So if you
that's
go,
just
it's
too
just
much.
Situation. You go,
that's
it's
just too
only
much.
A lie if I don't believe it. I believe it. I'd be like, I wouldn't
How the hell
detail,
you not believe your own that you,
okay.
What?
I do believe it. That's why I
you know what?
Them. I don't know, because listen, okay, I'll be honest. I lie about it, right? Like I said, 90% of the time, I have come clean after. So I had a situation where I really had to come clean. So I'm going to go ahead and say about the situation.
And then
and you're right. You're right about that. It do cause problems. So in what I do with IT, I sometimes get calls. I used to get calls like in the middle of the night or like, you know, during non-store open hours. You know, store closed at 9. Something going on, they'll call me at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. and it'll be some guy who happens to be the person who sees
at your house.
And
that
so
you don't lie
I
to.
Was with a friend. Yeah, and so the phone rang at like, I want to say maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And he was like, who is that?
Who the hell calling
nothing.
You? Because ain't nothing open
right.
that late
and
but
I had
legs and White Castles.
As my uncle would say, legs and thighs. But mind you, I had to take the call because this was work. So I take the call. I go upstairs, take the call, come back down, and he's sitting there looking like real crazy, like, and he was
you
like,
went up,
why
and
did you
went upstairs.
Leave the room? I'm like, because it was. I had to get on the computer. I had to get on the computer. And okay, so clearly that relationship didn't work out because he thought I was lying to him, and I was, but I was only lying about what I was doing. I wasn't cheating or nothing. But I eventually told him, and he was like, "Why you just couldn't tell me what you did?" And
why
I was
you
like,
lie?
Because a lot of people. I told him a lot of guys, they really have issues with it, and, you know, it kind of goes left when they find out what I do and you know, how much money I make or whatever. And, yeah, so as you can tell, I'm still single.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that didn't work out very well. So, I agree. You're right. Line may not be the best.
Cut the line out. Let's get some feedback. I'm going to take a caller because we got a whole bunch of them.
Okay, let's take a caller.
Caller with the last 4354. Good evening, caller. You're on with Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. We're talking about ego tripping and the man's ego when his woman makes more money than him. Uh-oh. Hello?
We're not hearing.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. You got a take
your
on this topic?
On it? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we
I can
hear
you
now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was running on my treadmill. Let me hit stop. Okay.
Oh. She did her workout again. I ain't mad. Go ahead, girl. Do you.
So
go ahead.
You said my opinion on the topic. I heard where she said she lied and now she's still single. I don't believe you should start off lying in a relationship.
Me either.
Because it can start off wrong, and it can just end not too well. That's all I got to say.
I just don't tell all of the truth.
She don't divulge
so
in the truth. But what do you think about these women that make more money? Huh?
I was going to say, sometimes men, when they do know that you do make a little bit more, depending on their motive, they can become users now. I will say that. But it's up
Thank
to you,
you
as a woman to be like, okay, no, this is not what is about to occur. So
right, but the
I
thing is, it's
this.
Not, okay, so my intentions is really not to be like, oh, I'm a liar. My intentions is, in my mind, and obviously I'm wrong about this according to the Google studies,
yes.
is not to crush his ego from Jump Street because I don't want him coming into the situation thinking like, man, she make more money than me. Like, she could do this. Because, you know, men would be real quick to be like, well, you can do this by yourself or you independent and all this and all that. So I want to make it very clear I am not independent. You can come and handle all of this. I don't really care, and I just make a little change. Like, nothing really. I understand. I guess I try to stop doing that, but it's going to be real hard.
Cut it out.
I'm just saying.
Cut it out.
That's going to be hard to do. Whatever.
Cut it out. Thank you, caller. Yeah. Stop lying. Even the caller said, cut it out, lady. Cut it out.
But like the article says, men's egos are very delicate. And I try to go with it the best way I know how to and not try to crush his ego. That's all I'm trying to do. So I'm not trying to be lying. I just don't want, to go into it with his ego already, like, feeling some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, because women have egos.
Well, then
too.
You
don't trip.
Then that's a conversation. I mean, like, general conversation. Just general conversation. you know, you are a woman that makes a lot of money, but you, and you want to go into a relationship. I mean,
because
or that
me
you,
it's really not that much.
Because it used to be where women didn't make nothing and men made all the money.
I know,
but now,
right?
More
like,
women.
Yeah, it's not like that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to work on it. Thank you for your advice, Carla. I'll work on it. I'm just saying. It's just not something I'm going to do.
More women. If you don't be quiet. Did you hear me?
I can now. I couldn't hear you for a second. You know how your system be working over there.
Statistics show that women now go to school for degrees way more than men. So
mm-hmm.
now they're going to be making more money than men in corporate America because jobs are looking for that education. You know, if you fresh out of school, you know, they got some new meat. You're going to come in with some fresh ideas, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, the roles or, you know, the wages, let me say, have changed drastically over the last year.
Not that much, but I get what you're saying, but not that much.
So you may, depending on what field you're in, yada, 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 make more money than your significant other, your boyfriend, your husband, whatever. You just may. But in a house, it shouldn't matter. As long as things are getting taken care of. But it's the way the women treat the men. Let's pay some bills and take some more calls.
All right, let's do that.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
Okay, we're back with Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. We're talking about ego tripping. Males' egos, when their woman makes more money than them. Let's take another caller. Caller with the last 4446. Good evening, caller.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening. What do you think about this topic and Ayana lying? Because I ain't going to let her off the book with that.
First of all, the lies, you're going to have to flip the script now. If he lied to you, how would you receive it, about how much money he made?
Did he lie, say he made more or less?
Or less.
I'll be okay with that because if I find out you make more, I'm cool.
Okay. But still, lying,
but if
you tell me
you making like six figures and then really you
making
$10
an hour
at McDonald's or something, I'm gonna be like, bruh, we can't really deal no
what's the difference in your lie and his lie? A lie is a lie.
Because I'm lying down,
say it.
I'm not lying up. It's a difference.
It don't matter.
What?
There's no such thing as lying up or down.
Oh,
it's a lie.
A lie is a lie.
Whatever.
Get on her, caller. Get on her. She gotta cut
that
out.
You don't want to start your relationship off like that.
Oh, my God.
First of all, why are y'all discussing finances in the beginning of a relationship?
In the beginning.
No, I don't. See, that's just it. I never say how much I make. I just never admit what I do.
Well,
it's
you
different.
Can admit what you do and still not, and, you know, give your salary. Why are you talking about your salary? This is what I do. If I do IT, if I'm doing IT, that's what I do. Now, you can assume I'm making a lot of money, or you can assume I'm not making a lot of money. But that's just your assumption.
People always assume you make a lot of money when you tell them you do.
But if you want an honest relationship, you got to be honest. You start off with a lie, don't end with a lie.
Okay.
I did admit that I'm
cheating. She know better.
So obviously.
Yeah, you know, I just have to go there. You know, I call here every week, and I'm going to have to get in you. You know, that's what I do.
So
think I gotta get on you about that, queen. You're a queen, so you know if you can run in your queendom, your kingdom. They gotta know what they're stepping up to. But now about male ego.
Yes, let's talk about that male ego.
If you're working together, then what's coming in the house is everyone. It's our pot. This is how we're gonna build
our kingdom. Yeah.
Right. So if I'm making more money than you, okay, fine. Then we're going to handle it accordingly. You know, some women, and women are very guilty of this, have that concept, he who holds the purse holds the strings. That's not true.
That's what I'm saying, yes. And I think when
I make more money, so I'm in control. No, that's
the
wrong thought pattern.
I agree.
Men feel that way because of what some women are putting out there. You can't tell me what to do. I make this such and such, and you know, I'm going to feed you the little crumbs, but this is what I'm going to do. Ugh. And you can't tell me what I can buy and what I can't buy because I work hard for mine. But if you're building a future, you can't go in like that.
I agree. So what you're saying is what I'm saying is basically the problem that women have with male egos, women have created that problem.
Yeah, a lot of women have created those issues with men. Now, some men, I've got it, honestly, but, you know, but there's women
who
create
blame
those
them.
Issues also.
We can't blame the men. And it's done, it's like, it, on my end, let me say, I don't do things intentionally. And it wasn't until I started this research that I actually saw my own faults in the stuff that I've done in the past because I'm too quick. But I do that with everybody, not just at home. I try to help everybody if I see them, you know, where they're failing. And maybe that's a big issue that I have to work on all the way around, but definitely here because I see now how my actions could affect that ego or mess with that pride or even mess with, you know, the whole thing, period, is just out of order. But, yeah, this doing research on these topics, y'all.
But you know what? You got to let your pride fall sometimes. Men, now, okay, let's just say what you were saying. You don't allow, you know, you don't give him the opportunity. But if I see that our light's about to get cut off, and you not stepping to the plate, I'm getting ready to take care of business.
Yeah,
and if you feel some kind of way about it, then you just got to feel some kind of way about it. But you as a, just being, not you per se, but I'm just saying a woman being just a nurturer and to take care of her household, that's what you do. But you shouldn't be mad if I step up to the plate and do that. If you don't have it and you not man enough or your pride won't allow you to tell me that you're not going to pay that bill, that you're not going to take care of that business, then I come home, flick on the lights, and the lights don't come on. Well, I thought you was going to do this. Now, that's a whole nother argument. You know,
yeah,
so
that's a whole nother situation if you got down to that.
It's all about communication. Because if you can't do it, then just say that's what you can't do. But don't sit up there and pretend like this is what you can do. And then at the
end
of the day,
don't do it.
Stuff, right, and then we stuck. And everything's getting shut off or whatever's going on. You know, we should have a meeting where we need to talk. Talk this thing through. Talk it out. This is what the bills look like. If you're going to just split them up or everything goes into one pot, that's what's supposed to happen. So we can pay.
Still not going.
I'm just saying. Now, that's just my thought pattern.
I appreciate your opinion on it, Carla. I will work on myself, but...
Yeah, good luck with that.
You will. I hear it. I hear it in your voice.
Now that everybody
work on myself, girl.
Her, that's two for oh. Both callers done said the same thing.
Somebody gonna agree with me. Somebody gonna.
I'm not even gonna count myself. And we do have a few more callers.
I agree to keeping your salary a secret, but I don't agree with you talking about your salary either. Unless you are on that level of a relationship, then that's when we're going to bring out the, you know, what everyone's making.
But
while we're
don't be telling nobody that you clean the bathrooms and you IT.
And
right.
I own the building.
Don't,
you can't tell me you clean the bathroom and you own the building.
Right, you left that part off. You didn't tell me to. Yeah, no.
First caller said some folks take that, and then some men run with that. Oh, she making money, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, you gonna, but you gonna,
and I just,
that red flag is gonna be flown right in your face. Now, if you choose to ignore it, that's another topic. Y'all need to talk about them flags and red flags.
We're gonna talk about that here shortly. We're gonna talk about, you know, the complacentness and all that other
right
coming
so
up.
Yeah, so, you know, it was lovely talking to you, ladies.
It was lovely talking to you, too. Thanks for calling in and continue to listen.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. See, everybody agrees. Cut that lying out. Let me read something. It's not really what? A lie?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay, so there is some benefits to the woman making more money than the man. And benefits, it says, one of the benefits is that it supports the belief that family comes first. So men, don't let your ego get the best of you. Just because your wife makes more money doesn't mean that you're any less of a man. Bam. Understand that.
Well, I mean,
regardless, family comes first. Your wife making more money shouldn't be a problem because it means that the family has more money. Financial stability, no matter who provides it, is a key aspect to a family. Agree or disagree?
I agree with that. I just don't like to end up with what I do.
You know what? So a woman making more money than a man, it provides less stress on the man. If you have to, it gives the man an opportunity to take a load off of his shoulders. It says, for centuries, men have suffered with the stress of working bad jobs just to make ends meet and have all the financial responsibility fall on them. Now you don't have that much financial stress because the breadwinner, winning the bread, is not just shouldered on your shoulders.
Yeah, to all of the callers and the folks that are listening, I get all of that. I do. I just don't like to say what I do. That's all. Because it comes with an assumption.
A benefit.
It comes
it says,
with an assumption.
It your wife making more money than you opens up opportunities for you to shop around for a better job and not have to worry about the stability of the current one that you have. Hey, you get to spend more time with the kids.
Think all of that is great. Like, I think we can travel. We can get a bigger crib. You could finally, you know, like, I agree with all of that. But, like you, what I struggle with is, as a woman, trying to ensure that I am not damaging my man's ego in the relationship. Because, like you said, as women, we don't know. Sometimes as women, we don't know that what we're doing is damaging. Just as women will say that men don't know that they do things that make women feel insecure, right? It's both.
True.
That's the same thing.
That goes both ways.
So like right. So with men, it's like we have to worry about their ego just as they have to worry about, I don't want to make my woman feel insecure. Right. So it's, you know what I'm saying? So like I'd be like, I'm going to leave this alone because that's his thing. I'm going to let him do it. You know, like, I don't have that problem. You know, like, oh, if I ask him to do something, he don't do it, then I'm, like, going to get it done. Like, nah, I don't do that. That doorknob will hang off until you get around to fixing it.
And see, that's my problem.
Like,
I'm anal. I just, there's some things I have to work on because if it's not done, yeah, let's take a
off, hang off. All right, let's do that.
6603. Good evening, caller.
Yo,
you're
yo.
On with the guest. Yo, yo. Hey.
Hey,
yo,
how's it going?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself? Oh, we got a man, Ayana. Lord,
I'm doing great. This is Ashantu Maliko, Mr. Pillow Talk himself.
All
right, Mr. Pillow Talk.
Yeah. I got invited as the call. I was almost about to throw my phone with some of the things that I was hearing in regards to the male perspective. and I almost had a cartwheel. I'm really glad to be a part of this conversation now.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what type of men you guys are talking to, because a man, maybe you're not, you guys are not talking about the alpha male, because today's age, men who have ego issues, 9 times out of 10, they coincide with their insecurity.
Okay.
And alpha male doesn't deal with those things. with the lie, the lie is definitely something that I will say that I am guilty of, because I do not disclose my net worth if I'm asked. Now, I won't just start out with a lie, but if I'm asked, you know, what I do for a living or this, that, and the third, I won't disclose that because of, we'll just say nowadays people are more interested in the dead press than they are what's in your shirt, if you understand what I mean.
I do understand.
Yep.
So my grandmother say a woman a woman never should go for the man's pants. She should always go for a shirt, meaning that she should not go after his sex or his money, but go after his heart. So with that being said, I try to make it as if that my net worth is substantially lower than what it is, because I want to see if she's actually into me. What happens
right.
is a lot of times females find out that a man, or if a man says, hey, well, you know, I'm a construction worker, or I'm somebody that works at McDonald's fast food, I'm just using those for an example, she loses interest automatically. She loses interest because she does not see stability. She does not see a man. And there's a common phrase that goes along, like, I don't deal with the workers. I want the boss. You understand what I mean? So with that concept, you know, so with that being said, you know, I made a Facebook post about, you know, a lot of times people are not looking for relationships, they're looking for help. So with that being said, I don't disclose my net worth initially. So I kind of agree with your friend about concealing how much you make. Listen, it does not matter if I own the building or if I work in the building. If you are into me, then that's what it is. What's wrong with society nowadays is that they've consistently connected to the net worth of an individual instead of the substance that the individual contains in themselves. And I think that's what's really killing us right now. That's the reason why the house is broken.
Thank you,
caller. That's a whole other conversation.
I would like to thank you, caller, for agreeing with me and understanding why I do not disclose when it comes to anything relationship to my money up front. See, I'm sure I already have a caller that was going to agree with me. Thank you, caller.
And the same species that you are lying to.
He said it goes both ways, because just like I'm saying, a lot of times guys hear, I work in IT, they immediately hear, oh, she makes money. Just like with women, oh, you do this? So I think it goes both ways, but I just knew we was going to have a caller that agreed with me. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever. So, caller, let me ask you this.
Can I say one more thing?
We're not going to let you off the phone right now. It's very rare that we get a man that calls in with so much intellect that and he has so much to share. So we're going to keep you on this line for a little bit because I got some questions.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you did not have an abundance of net worth and your wife, girlfriend, or whatever made more money than you, would you be okay with that?
I'd be fine with it. Because my connection to her should not be based upon what she makes. You understand what I'm saying? That's what kind of throws me off about the entire conversation. We're so focused on nowadays as a society as the net worth of an individual or capita that we forget about the heart. That's the reason why divorce rates are so high right now. Listen, if a man has an issue with how much money a woman makes or his wife, we're just going to go a little deeper and say his wife. Something's wrong with him because he's looking at how much her value is as far as money, but he's not looking at the value that she is to him being his wife. So there's something wrong there.
I love the caller. Thank you, caller.
Me too.
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong. We forgot about relationships. It's supposed to be a relation. So you can't put that on money, because no two people, unless they work in the same job at the same time, are making the same exact dollar at the same time. So how is that possible?
That's all I'm saying. I agree. The caller agreed with me.
I agree. Yeah. Well, she's stuck on the line. I agree with everything you just said. Thank you so much for calling in. Don't throw your phone. Go ahead.
There's only one thing that I had to add on that. For a man, I know that there's a common conception of a man is supposed to be, what's the word I'm looking for? We're supposed to be the rock, right? We're supposed to be the head of the household. That's a common conception of a man. Okay, here we go. What I will say about that is that it depends on what faith you're in. And commonly in the household, we say, okay, well, the man is ahead, this, that, and the third. Now, what dictates that? Is it his sex or is it his finance? That's a question for you guys. Like, is it his gender or is it his finance?
No, it is. So I'll be honest. For me, it is. I was raised this way, and I think it's partly with me being raised Muslim or being raised by old school families or whatever. But the man is the head of the household because he's running the family, whether it's financially or not. It doesn't matter. When my dad would put his foot down about something, that was it. There was no go around and change this and, oh, well, we're going to do this behind his back and he's not going to know. Like, it was none of that. He's the head of the household because that's who you turn to protect the household, to protect the family. So it was not about how much money he made. He was protecting the family. He was the stronger physically of everybody in the house. That's how I look at it.
So what we're talking about is history. That's what we're talking about, because it's history for you to be, because you've been taught that the man is supposed to be the head of the household, for him to be the head of the household, right? That's right. That's what your entire opinion is based upon. Now, I'm going to give you a little food for thought. And let's say in Ghana, Africa, and it's so crazy because there's one chief to a tribe, right? But the woman makes all the decisions. The queen, she makes all the decisions.
What decisions?
No, we're talking about all the decisions as far as like who goes out from the tribe. The hunting and stuff is done by the women. The men stay home and raise the kids. So it's kind of odd. And that's in the Ashanti tribe of Ghana, Africa. Do some research on them. And it's so serious because it was crazy how odd things have flipped. Now, I'm not going to say that a man is not a stronger vessel, but then you got to think about if you put a man that does not work out and a woman that works out, who's the stronger vessel there? You know? And we're just talking about the feet.
So, but to be honest, even in my growing up in my household, to your point of what you're saying, when it came to certain things, like you're saying, like out in Africa, the women would hunt, right? Or the women would provide the food and things like that, right?
Okay.
That's what you're saying.
I want to make sure. Right. So in our household, it was the same thing. Like, my mother grocery shopped. My father didn't grocery shop, but he didn't dictate to her to go grocery
what to buy.
Shop. So it's like, right, he didn't dictate to her what to buy or what she was going to make or any of that. But when it came to being the quote-unquote king of the castle, it didn't mean that my mother didn't make decisions, because she did. But when it comes to me, the king of the castle is the person that's protecting the home. So
I got
my mother, you know what I'm saying? My mother didn't go out there and learn how to shoot a gun and this and that. Like, she could. Everybody know my mama know this. But
Indeed. That's
you expect the male to be the protector of the household. If it's a knock at the door at 3 o'clock in the morning and everybody who's supposed to be in the house is in the house, the man goes to get that door, not the woman.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Agree.
So when I say he was head of the household, in that perspective, he was head of the household. And that's why it was like when he put his foot down on something, it was down. When he said, hey, listen, everybody in the house, lock the door. If my older brother was out, he's not coming back in here tonight. My mother could be like,
I'm sorry.
So yeah.
But was any of that connected to how much money he made?
No, not at all.
And that's what I'm talking about. See, right now, like, this day and age, this generation, we're only concerned about, listen, what we see and how much
that
individual can do for us. A lot of times, when we see, listen, a lot of people, there's a high percentage of people that have parasitic characteristics, and they don't even realize it. If you think about it, there's so many freaking people that say this, oh, they came through with that check. What? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait.
Bring me the bag.
Let me back up a minute. Yeah, let me get that bag. What? Wait, I'm out.
Bag.
Okay, so you, and then love is so connected. It's so crazy now because love is connected to what I do for you. I'm confused about that.
I actually know females who are, who will end a relationship based on the fact that he didn't get her nothing for Christmas. Or he didn't buy her or spend so much money for her on her birthday.
That's why I'm single right now. That's why I'm single right now.
I have a friend, that's why
to this day, and I know we had a couple of callers that say I'm wrong and I shouldn't do that, but I'm sorry. If you really into me, what I really do shouldn't matter. If I come to you X number of months in and tell you, baby, look, I really do IT, and I just wanted to see where this was going to go before I let you in on all of that, and you feel like, oh, my God, you lied, I can't deal with you, then we wasn't meant to be anyway.
But I just don't think starting off, and keeping it and not bringing it up is one thing, but just all out flat, I'm just going to lie to you. I mean, it's a
But women ask that question.
Ayana.
That's a consistent question from women to men nowadays.
So
what do you do for them? But then you have to
either, you know what I'm saying, change the women that you associate and talk to, find you a different group of women that don't even matter about that, and that's not one of the questions that they ask consistently. You got your
I don't ask that question because I don't ask it. I think it comes with the age. It's a casual question. It's not even a searching question. It's a casual question. So what do you do for it? That's just like, okay, so
or it might
what
be,
state you
know,
yeah, it's a casual question.
But I have to be honest. I don't ask because I do think when you meet a guy, I don't ask him because I don't want him to ask you. First of all. Second of all, depending on where you meet a guy at, you might be able to tell what he do. If you're on the side of the road and getting your car towed, you pull up with his work outfit on. Right, exactly. If he got a shirt with a name on it, you already know he's probably doing something that's blue collar. But that doesn't, the thing is that doesn't bother me. If I meet you in a three-piece suit, I can assume that you may work in a corporate business, but then it depends on what time I meet you. So I don't ask what a guy do. I don't, because I don't want him to say, so what you do?
But I think that comes with age.
Yeah,
I think that comes with age and wisdom.
But a lot of older women ask that same question.
Are they cool?
A lot of older women. No, I'm just saying, like, altogether. Like, I do a little thing on Facebook Live called Pillow Talk, and I get inbox messages out the wazoo. At the end of the day, 90% of those conversations consist of the same question. So what do you do for it? You know, and it's just a casual conversation. I don't think that they're trying to intrude or trying to find out my network, but it's a casual question now. And I casually tell them a lot. I don't do nothing. I'm in school.
I'm serious. I'm in school.
But are you in school?
No.
Nope.
No, Lord, no. No,
I mean,
no, I'm not in school.
I don't get it.
No,
if you don't want to just, like, you know, ask them why. Why you want to know? That'd be me.
I don't want to tell me what you do.
There's a common opinion about black men, and if we don't divulge what we do, it's already a thought process. Well, he probably still dope, or he probably in the street. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you look upon me,
you don't know what I do for a living. Another assumption would be, oh, he must be living off one of his baby mamas.
Yeah, he probably married, or he's living with somebody, blah, 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 whatever. You know, so.
You know what, and I can see that because there are a lot of men out here that do nothing. It's a difference.
I'm talking about sitting on their freaking car box
making
all day while the woman take care of
and not making any money and relying on somebody else. And I don't think any woman wants to step off into that.
I fought the women for that, though. I really fought the women for that.
I'll say this. I do, and I blame women for a lot of the stuff that's going wrong in relationships. But I will say this. The only thing I ever want to see from a man is consistency. What you do is irrelevant to me. If you've been working at the McDonald's for 20 years, I don't want to know that you still the drive-through guy. Just show me that you are working towards a goal. Because it doesn't matter. It's not what you do. It's are you the best at what you're doing? If you work at
are you striving for better?
Buy you a car wash. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, maybe we should buy a car wash then. Why do you keep working at one if you're that good at the car wash and that's what you like to do? Let's buy a car wash. Let's buy a chain of car washes. Like, show growth in what you do is all I care about. It's just that's all I'm saying, but.
Okay, we have some callers that are emailing and texting. They want you to give a shout out to your show. You do a Pillow Talk show on Facebook Live. Go ahead and give that info.
It's just called Pillow Talk. I created a group on Facebook called Pillow Talk, but my name is ASANTUMADICU. And it's Asantu Marico. And you can add me on Facebook. You can follow me or whatever. And as a matter of fact, what time is it now? I'm in Houston, Texas, so I'm like on Central Standard Time right now. It's almost 8 o'clock. Normally I actually
Eastern
do my
Standard Time. It's 8:52.
No, Central Standard Time.
It's
I'm on Central.
Y'all
on Eastern. I'm at 7:52 for me. So normally what happens is I do my show at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. So it's like 11 o'clock you guys' time. And I am going to bring this topic up. And you guys can add me on Facebook, just watch the show. And if you add me, you can comment because I'm very opinionated. But what I will say is that two things, and then I'm going to go ahead and go because I don't want to eat up anybody's time. And there's a lot of people coming to this restaurant. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so one, I want to say that I do fault the woman and the man, but primarily the woman, for allowing these men to actually become sons by them. Okay, women have a tendency to mother these men that sit home all day, maybe get out playing video games all day while they go out and bust their butt for work. I completely, I encourage women, kick their behinds out of your house, period. I don't care what he does in the bedroom. I don't care what he does to your ear. Because 90% of the time, if he does not care enough for you to get his behind up and to help you, then he's a parasite. And if you already got kids, there's no reason for you to be sunning a grown man. That does not make sense. Second, I will. We have to find love again, period. That's all it is.
Yes.
Everybody's looking for money. Everybody's looking for the next come up. Everybody's looking for the next rise, but nobody's searching for love anymore. And that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong in Chicago. That's what's wrong in New York. That's what's wrong with Philadelphia. That's what's wrong with all over the U.S. right now. Atlanta. Same thing.
Yes.
Nobody's looking for love anymore. Everybody's looking for the next come up. And there's some Christians out there. There's some Christians out there that believe in the Bibles and the scriptures. I believe, let's go ahead and put that out there. And the Bible says that the men will become lovers of themselves. I'm telling you right now, we are right there. People no longer care about you. They care about what you can do for them.
Man, but
look, we need to bring you back on another show Ayana and I. On another show, we're running relationship series on up until probably the second, third week of November, and then we're going to do a live show, Back to the Basics Relationship 101, where we're going to have men and women there at the show. But we will need to bring you back as a co-host, if you don't mind, on our show within the next month.
I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm definitely
well,
cool.
I appreciate it.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to get on your live chat too. I'm going to do that. We're going to check you out and see how opinionated
you
are.
Out.
And
you want
yeah,
me to spell my name
again,
or you guys got it?
I got it.
I'm gonna tag you on my page too, so don't worry about it.
But we do definitely appreciate you calling in and giving your thoughts on this topic. You said a lot of things that I'm pretty sure everybody who's listening online and even the callers were very enlightened by your conversation. So we'll check in with you tonight.
All right, take care, guys.
All right,
thank you. Woo, let's pay a bill.
Exactly.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
Hey, Yana.
Yes,
he
ma'am.
Said about
told you we was
10 mouthfuls.
But I told you we was going to get somebody on this phone call on this show tonight that was going to agree with me about
girl,
what
you
knew.
Stuck on that lie.
Whatever.
We're talking about egos.
Whatever.
And what makes up these egos and what we can do to prevent these egos and why there's even an ego when you're dealing with household finances. That's what we're talking about. We ain't talking about you lying. You a lie is a lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. I still say the same thing about that there lie. But he said
that's
a mouthful. He said a lot of things that made a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
Yeah.
And he, yeah.
Number one, he agreed with me. Go ahead.
I want you to grow up.
Oh,
that's what I want. I want you to grow up, quit lying to people. For everybody, I know that's what makes it so perfect. For everybody that is listening tonight, whether it's online or called in and to listen, we're talking about egos and ego tripping. And I don't have enough time for another caller, but I do want to give a shout out to two more of the talk show hosts on Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio. We have Nicole Lee every Sunday night at 7 with Healthy 365. We also have Dwayne Abernathy every Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. with his show. It's called Moving Forward. And Yana and I, of course, are on every Thursday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Next week, everybody, and this is for men and women, we're going to be talking about that one that got away. If you think back and can wish about that one that you let get away, we're going to talk about it next Thursday night. Appreciate everybody listening.
Wait. We want everybody to call in and admit, because some people don't like to admit that they got one that got away. So just call in and just admit that you had one that got away.
Just admit it. Just, call in and let us just say, yep, I had one.
Yeah.
He got away from me. And, boy, I wish he would not have got away. I let him get away. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next week, be safe.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. and these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.